Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. Today, we're going to discuss the presidential election that are taking place in the United States of America and the cautionary note that's being given to us at this time by the Company of Heaven. As I mentioned last week, what is manifesting at this time in governments everywhere, and especially in the United States of America with our electoral process, is really the antithesis of the patterns of perfection from our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. What we are witnessing around the world and in our own political process in the United States is the depths of separation and duality that humanity fell to instead of the oneness and the reverence for all life that we are ascending into. For this reason, the Company of Heaven is calling willing lightworkers to a higher service. The people elected into office this year are going to profoundly affect the world and what is happening around the world in relation to all governments and how governments everywhere will respond to the new patterns of divine love that are flowing into the hearts and minds of humanity from our new planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. So instead of bombarding all of the people associated with the governments of the world with everything that's wrong with them through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we need to invoke their I Am presence and ask this aspect of their own divinity to take command of their hearts and minds. The United States of America is destined to play a vital role in bringing the renaissance of divine love into the physical manifestation. We are actually serving as the microcosm of the macrocosm. And you and I and the rest of awakening humanity on this planet have the ability to greatly assist in this facet of the divine plan as we join together to hold the patterns of perfection and focus on divine government instead of all of the human miscreations that are now manifesting through all the governments on the planet. To help us accomplish this great need of the hour, our Father, Mother, God have given the Company of Heaven permission to intervene in our lives in new and profound ways. The time for Earth's ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite light is in the process of occurring now, and the legions of light are encouraging all of us to join forces with each other to empower our prayers, our meditations, our decrees, our affirmations and visualizations, and every other aspect of our service to humanity and the light. When we join together in consciousness, our Father, Mother, God have granted permission to the Company of Heaven to amplify our efforts 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. Just imagine. This means that we are now able to transmute light, literally lifetimes worth of our misqualified energy and our human miscreations, in the twinkling of an eye. 1,000 times, 1,000-fold is 1,000,000. This means every time we are invoking the light on behalf of humanity and this planet, and even our own personal lives, it's like 1,000,000 people invoking the light for the same purpose and reason. So now as we begin our special time together today, let's breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically as we center ourselves within the divinity of our hearts. We ask our I Am presence to join our heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one magnificent I Am presence, one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, and one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth, our new planetary cause of divine love, and our newly birthed renaissance of love. During our special time together, remember, the past is over and the future doesn't exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. In the United States of America, we're in the midst of a presidential election that is actually modeling to the world the antithesis of our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. The candidates at national, state, and local levels have spent billions of dollars to have the media bombard us 24 hours a day with every conceivable negative thought form about their opponent. Even though we know better, it is very easy to get pulled into this polarizing fracas. Thus, we become part of the problem instead of part of the solution, which is our divine destiny. Even well-intentioned lightworkers are adding to the chaos by forwarding the negative emails and focusing their thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs on everything that they think is wrong with the person that their candidate is running against. The Company of Heaven wants to remind us that due to the urgency of the hour, nothing could be more counterproductive to Earth's ascension process. Elections have always been tumultuous, but this time it is very different. This time we are in the midst of the last stages of preparation humanity must go through before we experience the greatest influx of light we have ever received in any time frame or dimension since we were first breathed forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. This influx of light will take place in two stages. The first will be on December 12, 2012, the 12th day of the 12th month of the 12th year of the new millennium. The second stage will take place when the Earth aligns with the galactic core of the Milky Way, which will occur during the December solstice on December 21, 2012. Whatever people focus on with their thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs between now and those two powerful events is being greatly amplified and empowered. If we are focusing on what we do not want in our life and everything that is wrong with the world and the people in it, we are exponentially expanding the negative things that are causing all of the pain and suffering on Earth. This is not new information. This is the essence of the life-transforming information that the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have been revealing to us for decades. Our thoughts and feelings are creative faculties. Where our attention is, there we are. We all know this profound truth. It is only the manipulation of our fear-based human egos that have pulled us back into the destructive game of duality and separation. We are one with all life. There is no such thing as us and them. Every negative thing we think, feel, say, or do is adding to our pain and suffering, and also to the negativity and the pain and suffering of every person, place, condition, or thing on Earth. To keep acting out of these obsolete behavior patterns through the manipulation of our human egos when we know better is ludicrous, unconscionable, and it defies common sense. So let's go back to the presidential elections. Obama, or Governor Romney, is going to be elected to the office of President of the United States of America during the most transformative time in the history of the world. Currently, they are both saying whatever they need to say to get elected. They are both rehashing the policies of their respective political parties, which in most instances have not been successful at all. And they are blaming the other party for the havoc that has been wreaked in the lives of American people and people all over the world. The electorate, in most cases, is jumping on the bandwagon and empowering the negative thought forms by getting emotionally involved with the negativity instead of focusing on the positive things that we would like our candidates to bring to the office of the presidency. When we focus on the past failures of anyone, we empower those failures. By doing this for the presidential candidates, we are actually burying both men in an overwhelming force field of negativity that will be extremely difficult to transcend once they are elected into office. No matter who gets elected, if the President of the United States is so buried in negative thought forms that he cannot get his head above the negative mud puddle that we have projected onto him, we will all pay the price. The reality is that we should be doing exactly the opposite of that. No matter who we are voting for, we should invoke the I Am Presence of President Obama and the I Am Presence of Governor Romney to take full dominion of their life so that whoever gets elected will be able to transcend the obsolete and failed policies of both political parties. It is critical that the next president be able to raise up in consciousness effectively enough to tap into the patterns of perfection within our new planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of love. These patterns contain viable solutions to every single malady humanity has created through the misuse of our creative faculties of thought and feeling. These patterns contain win-win solutions that will enhance life for every person on Earth through love and reverence for all life. The Company of Heaven is reiterating these basic truths at this time because we are going to have to be cognizant of what we are empowering with the focus of our attention, and especially with what we are communicating in any way during these next few months. The bombardment through the media is going to become more intense until the elections, and we are being asked to hold the vision of divine government by the Company of Heaven. This is the government of the I Am Presence of humanity, by the I Am Presence of humanity, for the I Am Presence of humanity. A government that is working for the highest good of every particle of life on Earth and reflecting the patterns of perfection for our renaissance of divine love. The Company of Heaven has given us some invocations and some visualizations that will help us to stay focused during these vitally important months. If they resonate within your heart, join with me now and join with the lightworkers around the world who are holding the sacred space for the immaculate concept of divine government to manifest not only in the United States of America, but in every country of the world. Today, let's join together in this activity of light. The magnificent beings of light associated with divine government are gathering in the atmosphere above this planet. Saint Germain and his legions of the violet flame that are bringing forth new fifth-dimensional solar frequencies of this sacred fire that reflects the perfect balance of our Father Mother God, the sapphire blue flame of our Father God's divine will, merged in perfect balance and harmony with the crystalline pink flame of our Mother God's divine love. This frequency of the violet flame is pulsating with the patterns of perfection for the new planetary cause of divine love and our renaissance of love, and it will transmute anything that conflicts with those patterns of perfection, and anything that conflicts with the patterns of perfection of divine love. The beings of light associated with the flame of God's will, beloved Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection, and all of the legions of light associated with the flames of illumination, divine wisdom, and understanding. These beings of light are standing in readiness to join with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth as we invoke this sacred light into the physical plane to clear the interference in the political systems and the governments manifesting around the world, the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be transmuted into light so that the patterns of perfection for divine government can be encoded within humanity's DNA through the fluid field of unmanifest divine potential that has been formed by the company of heaven and the unified efforts of humanity. We now, going within the divinity of our heart, call forth divine government. I am, I am, I am. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all of humanity. I invoke the great beings of light associated with divine government to this planet, and I invoke the beloved ascended masters guarding the evolutions of Earth. Blessed ones, blaze the sacred fires of God's will, divine illumination, and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection in, through, and around every person involved with the governments of Earth at international, national, state, and local levels. Blaze this light through the hearts and minds of these precious souls, clearing the way for the divine intervention of their I Am presence. Beloved ones, blaze the sacred fire of God's will, divine illumination, and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection in, through, and around the electorate of all nations and the governmental officials of all nations. Secure this light through their heart flame, clearing the way for the divine intervention of their I Am presence as they pave the way for divine government. Let every person feel and tangibly experience the power, wisdom, and love of our Father, Mother, God, now flowing through them from this moment forth as they elect their governments and vote for all issues before them. Beloved legions of light, I ask that you seal this activity of light within every person's heart flame. Allow this light to expand daily and hourly, moment by moment, 1,000 times, 1,000-fold, with every breath I take. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. And so it is, beloved I Am. And now we participate in the visualization for Washington, D.C. that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven and our Father, Mother, God. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the mighty I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child. I am pulsating within a force field of my true God reality. Pulsating in the atmosphere before me is an exquisite Madonna blue lotus blossom. This lotus blossom is pulsating with the immaculate concept of God's divine plan, the full momentum of divine government. The immaculate concept of the divine qualities of the 12 solar aspects of deity are blazing through the stamen of this lotus blossom. The first solar aspect of deity, the sapphire blue flame of God's will, illumined faith, power, and protection. The second solar aspect of deity, the yellow flame of God illumination, wisdom, and understanding. The third solar aspect of deity, the crystalline pink flame of divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. The fourth solar aspect of deity, the white flame of purity, hope, resurrection, and ascension. The fifth solar aspect of deity, the emerald green flame of illumined truth, healing, and divine intervention. The sixth solar aspect of deity, the ruby gold flame of ministering grace, devotional worship, and healing. The seventh solar aspect of deity, the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, transmutation, forgiveness, and freedom. The eighth solar aspect of deity, the aquamarine flame of clarity and understanding. The ninth solar aspect of deity, the magenta ray of divine balance and harmony. The tenth solar aspect of deity, the golden ray of truth, healing, eternal peace, and God's infinite abundance. The 11th solar aspect of deity, the peach ray of divine purpose, enthusiasm, and joy. And the 12th solar aspect of deity, the opalescent ray of transformation and transfiguration. These divine qualities are gifts of love from our Father, Mother, God, and they are pulsating within the stamen of the exquisite Madonna blue lotus blossom that is pulsating with all of the divine qualities of divine government. I breathe the light of the 12 solar aspects of deity into my heart flame. And as I do, the lotus blossom begins to grow and expand. In a pathway of its own light, it slowly ascends upward through the top of the building that I am within. The lotus blossom travels across the rooftops until it reaches Washington, D.C. It comes to rest gently upon a crystalline pedestal on top of the White House. The White House is enveloped in the wondrous light of the 12 solar aspects of deity as the lotus slowly revolves, sending forth 12 concentric circles of pure crystalline light, flowing out to encompass the entire District of Columbia, the surrounding areas, and the presidential retreat of Camp David. As this light pulsates into and around every particle of light in this area, it is secured within the heart flame of all those associated with the governments of the United States of America. I now turn my attention to the second focus of light, and I see a giant torch of liberty blazing from the dome of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. on top of which stands a magnificent representation of the goddess of freedom, wearing a crown of the Elohim, which is pulsating with the 12 points of the solar aspects of deity. The flame of freedom and the flame of liberty, the magnificent expressions of the 12th fifth dimensional frequency of the violet flame, merge and become one. As this seventh solar aspect of deity pulsates through the capital, Rotunda, it descends into the earth and becomes one with the threefold flame, the permanent seed atom in the heart of Mother Earth. I invoke the goddess of freedom and the goddess of liberty to blaze the flames of liberty and freedom, the fifth dimensional solar frequencies of this violet flame throughout the earth, and infuse in every heart the true desire and love for freedom and liberty for every person evolving on this planet. I now travel in consciousness and enter the Capitol Dome itself, where the Lords of Harmony are permanently anchoring a flame of harmony. There will always be now a ray of harmony anchored in Washington, D.C., as a gift from the Lords of Harmony in the heavenly realms to everyone who enters this focus of divine government. Harmony is the key for divine government. As the hearts of humanity are brought into divine order through the light of harmony, the other components of this planet, including divine government, will come into alignment with harmony as well. As I tune in daily to this tremendous focus of cosmic harmony, I will experience this light perpetually flowing through my being and the beings of all humanity, as the sacred frequencies of harmony pulsate through every person evolving on this planet. It is associated in any way with the governments of the world, and through those souls to every man, woman, and child belonging to this earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. I now turn my attention to the focus of the Angel of Unity. This magnificent angel has projected a golden angel with wings outstretched on top of a granite column which stands alongside the White House and the Executive Office Building in the United States of America in Washington, D.C. I thank you, beloved Angel of Unity, for the tremendous flame of unity you have anchored in this location. I ask you to secure the flame of unity through the hearts and minds and the very beings of every soul employed in government service in any way, shape, or form throughout the world. Blaze the flame of unity through the leaders of every nation who come to visit with the President of the United States of America in the Oval Office. Establish in the heart flame of every leader of the world a focus of the flame of unity, so that all nations throughout the world will become united with the spirit of divine government, working as a government of the God self of humanity, by the God self of humanity, for the God self of humanity, in oneness and reverence for all life, perpetually working together in unity for the highest good of all concerned. Beloved angels of unity, blaze the flame of unity through all of this nation's leaders, both in government and business, and through all the nations of the world, allow the flame of unity to be anchored in the hearts of those associated with governments and business, so that all will feel the oneness, purpose, and reverence for all life that is being birthed through our new renaissance of divine love. I now travel in consciousness to another focus of light in Washington, D.C., where the flame of freedom and victory, the new fifth-dimensional solar frequencies of the violet flame, have been secured by beloved Saint Germain. I see a giant pillar of the violet flame blazing up now through the Washington Monument. Pulsating above this monument is the luminous presence of George Washington, the father of this country. Into this great finger of God pointing heavenward, George Washington continually projects the light of obedience to God's holy will and the full gathered momentum of divine justice. I now see this giant pillar of the violet fire expand and expand as it becomes one with the violet flame rising up from the sun of even pressure in the center of the earth. The new fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame begin to expand and expand until they envelop the entire planet Earth. I invoke the entire company of heaven to join with me now, and the angels from beloved Saint Germain's violet fire temples in the realms of inner light, for a final cleansing in preparation for the activation of the fifth dimensional matrix and the archetypes for divine government that will be secured on this precious planet, this sacred and holy day. Blessed ones, blaze, 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 the fifth dimensional solar violet flame, with the power and might of 1,000 suns, through the Pentagon in the United States of America, and through all force fields of the military throughout the world. Blaze this sacred violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns through the State Department, the White House, both houses of Congress, the Congressional Office Building, the Capitol Building, and all government buildings associated with the governments of this planet at international, national, state, and local levels. Beloved legions of light, create a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential onto which the divine matrix and archetypes for divine government will be imprinted and activated this sacred and holy day. I thank you, blessed friends of heaven, for your immeasurable assistance to all life on earth in this vitally important facet of the divine plan. I now invoke the aspects of our Father, Mother, God from the great, great central sun. The aspects of our Father, Mother, God from the great central sun. The aspects of our Father, Mother, God from the central sun, and the aspects of our Father, Mother, God from the physical sun. Beloved ones, come forth now. Blaze your great power, your transfiguring divine love, and your wisdom into every facet of the government of the United States of America at international, national, state, and local levels, and blaze this infinite light with the power and might of 1,000 suns into every facet of government in every country of the world. Hold every man, woman, and child that's in your heart of hearts and infuse each one with the divine truth of oneness, God's will, and reverence for all life. Throughout the universe, expand this activity of light, securing the archetypes and the patterns for divine government, a government of the I Am Presence of Humanity, by the I Am Presence of Humanity, for the I Am Presence of Humanity, now encoded and imprinted on the newly formed fluid field of unmanifest divine potential, to increase daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. With every breath I take, and the I Am Presence expresses through every man, woman, and child. Throughout the universe, the cosmic liberty bell is now ringing, signifying the establishment of divine government and the permanent golden age of spiritual freedom for this sweet earth. All is in readiness, and I feel the stargate of my heart now opening to full breath. As an instrument of God, I am serving on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. From the silence of my heart and within the divinity of my I Am Presence, I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity, and I am one with the entire company of heaven. As one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness, I affirm, I am the open door that no one can shut. I am the light of the world, and my time is at hand. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the activation of the immaculate concept of the matrix and archetypes for the fifth-dimensional patterns of divine government, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace on planet Earth. And so it is, beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. I am now breathing the breath of the Holy Spirit into the deepest recesses of my being. Every breath I take is cleansing my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies and those of all humanity. We are lifted into the full embrace of our I Am Presence. And collectively we hold the focus of our attention on each breath as we are lifted into the fifth dimensional frequencies of our true God reality. Our I Am Presence takes full dominion of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and we surrender into the perfection of this true God reality. I am one with the divine heart and mind of God. I am one with the company of heaven. I am one with every man, woman, and child evolving on this sweet earth. From within the silence of my heart, I now affirm, I am a beloved child of God, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. I invoke the all-pervading light of the universe, the supreme source of all life, my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I am, all that is. I kneel within my heart in recognition of this light of the cosmos, and I draw forth the flames representing the threefold activity of light pulsating within the heart of my Father, Mother, God, as exemplified by the Holy Trinity. I invoke the blue flame, which represents the divine power of my Father, God. I invoke the pink flame, which represents the divine love of my Mother, God, the Holy Spirit. I invoke the yellow-gold flame, which represents the divine wisdom of the sons and daughters of God, the Christ grown to full stature, the I Am presence. Beloved Father, Mother, God, come now and assert your rightful authority within me and within all humanity. Show us how to reverently express the perfectly balanced activity of God's love, wisdom, and power. O Supreme Light, I acknowledge you in all life, and I give gratitude to the glorious, cosmic, and ascended beings as I invoke them and the great angelic host to amplify the energy which I release this sacred and holy day. I am releasing this energy to assist with co-creating divine government for the United States of America and every country on earth. This is destined to be a government of the I Am Presence for humanity, by the I Am Presence of humanity, for the I Am Presence of humanity. Beloved Presence of God, I am the source of all that is. I love and adore you. I acknowledge you as the owner and giver of my life, my intelligence, my substance, my all. Seal me in the love, wisdom, and power of your victorious accomplishment. Blaze your light before me and prepare the way that I may always walk the path of light. Guard and protect me. Guide and direct me. And give me the illumination of the truth that will set me free. Help me to be your planetary cause of divine love in the physical world of form. Help me to express our newly birthed renaissance of divine love through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, with every thought, word, expression, and belief that I participate in daily and hourly, moment by moment. Sustain your love through me to bless all life with every breath I take. I invoke the I Am presence of every soul that is in any way associated with the governments of Earth at international, national, state, and local levels in every country of the world. Beloved ones, direct, sustain, and expand your portion of the divine plan and sustain it as your soul's destiny until it is God victoriously accomplished in perfect divine order with the highest good for all concerned. I invoke the entire company of heaven to direct their full gathered momentum of loving and obedience to God's will into the feelings, the minds, and the worlds of all governmental and business leaders throughout the planet. Through the power and presence of God, I am, I decree that divine government is now manifesting, and that all humanity shall follow the will of God with reverence for all life and the highest good for all concerned, as divine government manifests daily and hourly with every thought, word, action, and feeling, and all of the belief systems that we express daily and hourly in our lives. I accept that this is God victoriously accomplished with full power right here and right now. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. As this activity of light expands through me, I continue this opportunity to add to the light of the world. I realize that as I lift into my I Am presence, this new fifth dimensional frequency of the violet flame is healing my bodies and those of all humanity, is harmonizing and stabilizing humanity's feelings, is illuminating our consciousness and setting us free from all of the interference of our lower, fear-based human ego. This light is raising each and every one of us into full mastery over all human appearances, all desires and feelings, now and forever sustained, that are anything less than God's perfection. I am my beloved I Am presence, and I am invoking the full power of this violet flame, which is now transmuting cause, score, effect, record, and memory, every thought, feeling, word, or action that is being expressed regarding the political system in the United States of America and all of the government systems throughout the world. Expand that light and instantly transmute every thought, word, action, or feeling humanity has ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that is reflecting anything less than the immaculate concept of divine government. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than any human experience. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than any of the negative human experiences. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than any of the human negative experiences, now made manifest and sustained by cosmic holy grace. As this light expands and expands, I decree, transmute, transmute by violet fire, all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Transmute, transmute by violet fire, all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Transmute, transmute by violet fire, all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Now, beloved Father, Mother, God, and beloved legions of light throughout infinity, who have come to assist us during this sacred time, as we fulfill our part of this glorious divine plan, We love you, and we are eternally grateful for your presence in the universe. Beloved sacred fires, the flames of divinity, the divine substance of the cosmic I Am, all that is, thank you for your obedient service to the children of Earth. Clothed in the gratitude of our hearts, expand now within every person's heart flame. Perpetually lift every person into the embrace of his or her I Am presence, and permanently unite everyone with the divine heart and mind of God. Allow every person to be the physical manifestation of divine government, here and now, with every thought, word, action, feeling, and belief that is expressed, as we expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth, manifesting our planetary cause and our renaissance of divine love. I realize the oneness of all life, and in deep humility, I bow before the light of the cosmos as I serve as a pulsation of light in the body of the Supreme Source, I Am. And so it is, beloved I Am, beloved I Am, beloved I Am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I gently become aware of my physical body. I breathe in and exhale deeply as I allow these energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As I return in full consciousness in the physical plane, I continue breathing in and out deeply for a moment, assimilating this energy, and when I'm ready, I may gently open my eyes. Precious Heart, if you would like more information from the beings of light in the realms of living truth, please visit our website, where you may sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter through which I share current information that's been given to us by the Company of Heaven that will assist us in fulfilling our facets of the divine plan at this time. It's a critical time on Earth, and we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. Those of us at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose are doing whatever we can to make this information as tangibly available as possible. So on our website, you can sign up for our free monthly email newsletter, and there are years worth of newsletters in the archives that you can access for free. We have free webinars that are available on our website. You can also access our YouTube videos that are on the website. You can access our Facebook that has just recently been established on our website, and all of the radio archives are available there as well. There are books, CDs, DVDs, and things that you may want, many wonderful tools that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven that are there available for you as well. So please come to our website. The divine intent of all of these celestial sharings is to give all of us hope and encouragement and sacred wisdom during these amazingly extraordinary times on planet Earth. Often things are tumultuous and seem overwhelming, but the divine intent of this information is to help us realize that we are succeeding in this divine mission of raising the Earth into the realms of light beyond the greatest expectations of heaven, and we are receiving more assistance than ever before in the history of time. I'm Patricia Cota Robles. And beloved one, you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Please join with us again next week as we join together to add to the light of the world, becoming a powerful force field of unified consciousness.